Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. In today's conversation, we're chatting with Richmond Flying Squirrels pitching coach Glenn Dishman. Dish, pitching staff has had a nice turnaround over the last three or four games. What have you seen from your guys that has given them more success here over the last four games?
I think it's finally settled in on what we're trying to do on the mound, and as far as attacking hitters, just attacking the strike zone. And we developed a little fun little plus-minus chart that we've had the guys doing where they get rewarded for going after hitters, having one, two, three innings, coming out of the bullpen, getting the first guy out, and they're taken to it. They're down in the bullpen, and they're rooting for each other. So I think trying to win the game within the game and break it down into little smaller things has helped them be a little more focused on the mound. Obviously, we got guys with great stuff down in the bullpen and starting arms. So we're just last couple days we've put it together, and it looks good.
Really good start yesterday from Alfred Gutierrez, probably his best of the season so far. He was able to go into the sixth inning and get some outs for the first time, season high in strikeouts, and for the third time in the last four starts, get through those five innings. What did you see from Goody yesterday?
We've been working a lot just on focus with him. Obviously, he's got a good arm. We've changed a little bit on his slider. It was popping out a little bit, and also changed a little bit on his changeup. It was a splitty that was just kind of floating in there early in the season. Now he's just back to a little traditional changeup that he's getting some swings and misses with it. But it all comes down to him just executing pitches. We really just stayed on his bullpen, just hounding on hitting the glove. And he actually took it into the game last night, and you can see what he can do with it.
On the bullpen side, really going back into the last homestand, guys have been really strong. There have been some unearned runs that have come in. The defense has had a little trouble behind them, but the ERA numbers have looked really good for about the last week. Aside from working on some the plus minuses that you were talking about, what else have you seen that's working well for the guys in relief?
Well, I think they just got great stuff. when these guys can work ahead in the count, you got guys some wipe out stuff down there. And, you got a couple guys throwing 100, two other guys throwing 98 with good breaking balls. I think, these guys are believing in themselves, and they're trusting their stuff, and they're really realizing that, when they go after hitters and attack them, good things are, 99% of the time are going to happen.
Every time we go to a new town, people kind of marvel. They say, man, you guys have a lot of guys with a lot of heat, a lot of velo in the bullpen, like you talked about there. But reining that in and trying to make it effective, velocity is big in the game right now. But how do you work with some of these guys with the big arms to make them more kind of complete as a pitcher coming out of relief?
We get, an A-ball and high school and college, you could just throw the ball by anybody, and even in San Jose, hitters aren't that disciplined. But you get to this level, these guys can hit a fastball. So you have to be able to locate it if you want to get these guys out. And you have to throw something off speed when you're behind the count for a strike. And, just trying to preach that to those guys down there, I think, has helped them, get better at attacking the strike zone. There's still some days where, if you've got a big arm, you're throwing 100, you may miss the zone a few times just because, it's so hard to command that kind of stuff. But, if it's around the plate and forcing these guys to swing, it's going to play.
Chatting with Flying Squirrels pitching coach Glenn Dishman this morning, getting ready for this afternoon's game between the Flying Squirrels and the Akron Rubber Ducks. On the mound today, we'll see left-hander Garrett Williams get the start. You had the chance to work with him last year. He had kind of a rough year, especially with the walks. Came out this year, was very solid at the beginning of the season. Last couple of starts have been a little more on the rough side, but there seems to be a bit of improvement and maybe a step taken forward with Williams so far this year. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, we're trying to rekindle that fire that he had in the fall league, and I think that comes down to confidence. He's obviously, his fastball moves, and he's got a breaking ball he can throw for a strike or a strikeout anytime he wants to. It's just getting him to believe in himself and how good he is, and he put up big time numbers in the fall league against premier talent, so there's no reason why he can't do that here. So it's just him you know, believing in himself, believing that, you know, if he's around the plate and he's attacking hitters also, that he can get outs just like anybody else in the league and even, you know, all the way up to the big league. So for him, it's just confidence and going right after guys. And, you know, hopefully, you know, today you'll see that guy come out and dominate for five or six innings.
Dish, thanks so much. Thanks for taking a few minutes. We've been chatting with Richmond Flying Squirrels pitching coach Glenn Dishman here on the Air Force Reserve pregame warm-up. More coming up next with Jake on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on FM at 105.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.